This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are lunatics. What I talk about 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on this show. If you hear it on the weekends, you're getting a repeat of what we've already talked about during the week. But the facts are the facts. I've been saying this now for well over a decade. I've been thinking it for well over five. So the Democrats are nuttier than squirrel turds. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. J6 is in the news. I'm going to play a clip. This is from CNN, Nicole Wallace. And I want you to listen to her. This, the setup for this is that she says January 6th made it essentially easier for Putin to invade Ukraine. You want to talk about grasping at environmentally friendly paper straws, as if leftist bizarro world needs more lunacy. This is what they say. J6 emboldened Putin to go into Ukraine. You want to talk about setting a narrative that is so far beyond belief. I can't believe that they would even try this. But this is what they're saying. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We got a lot to discuss. I want to talk about Liz Cheney. I want to talk about the Tony Awards as it relates to the Democrats, and then we'll figure out what else you want to talk about. But let me tell you, there's plenty. There's plenty. And if the media were covering the things that mattered, I could do an entire show, if they just decided that they wanted to be truthful about it, on January 6th as the Democrats trying to cover up for their big cheat. I could do a month of shows on this. If we dug deep and said, why did this happen? Who were the FBI planted in there? Who were the Capitol Police who opened the door? Who planned this conspiracy? If we put all those pieces together like a 2,000 mules, it would be, again, something you wouldn't even believe it. It would be so far-fetched, you would go, this is not even possible in a constitutional republic like America that the left always calls a democracy. If this were a true democracy, the left would never have a voice. If we were a pure democracy, they would never have a voice. They are always the minority in any subject. They are always the minority. Don't believe for one second that people buy their drivel. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Here's a clip of Nicole Wallace setting up the idea that January 6th emboldened Russia. Now, here's what I want you to understand. They send out a talking point. They say, hey, person who we want to come on the show, here's our premise. Are you going to buy into the premise? I mean, I'm telling you how media works. This is what they would do to me. They send me a note and say, Kevin, we're going to talk about this topic. Do you have any, is it a topic you want to discuss? So let's say they, Fox News, when I was with Fox, sent me a note and says, Kevin, we want to talk about January 6th. From what's your perspective? And then I write back and say, I think it's a farce. I think it's the Democrats trying to cover up their cheating. If they don't like it, then they go, they skip you. But if I said, oh man, I think the January 6th, you know, we need to get to the bottom of it. These Republicans did this or that. Then if you were CNN or MSNBC, a producer will call you and say, great, I got your talking points, Kevin. So expound more, because we're of the notion that January 6th was related to, you know, is what emboldened Russia. I completely agree, you know. And so once they get that agreement, then they say, okay, come on the show, send me your talking points, and we'll go forward. It's not like you think. It isn't like, if somebody called me up CNN and said, Kevin, we propose that, you know, that January 6th is what emboldened Russia to go into Ukraine, I would say, that's total nonsense. Now, if they were smart, they'd say, okay, great, we have somebody that believes that it is, that it is true, we'd like you to debate them. That's generally what would happen with me or Fox, is they'd find somebody who had a differing view than I had, and then they would put us together, and the moderator would go bounce back and forth. In this particular case, in this clip, all it is just more of the same. You agree, I agree. Anyway, here's a clip. We're going to run out of time.
And Ben, I know that's how Liz Cheney sees January 6th, that it was an attack on our democracy and that our democracy is worth protecting from that national security perspective. But it's what makes it all the more disturbing that there are only two Republicans who understand the national security implications of January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have a strong democracy here in the United States, how on earth are we going to be relied on in a sustained way by other countries and other democracies around the world? Just to make a couple of points about this, it continues to be the case that if you talk about something like the war in Ukraine, we're going to have to sustain over not just months, but years, I think, an effort to push back against the kind of aggression we see from Russia to support the Ukrainian government. And people in other countries and other capitals are going to want to know that we are a reliable partner, that we can be accounted upon to be there. And if our democracy is in such chaos that we can't even move forward with the most basic transition of power in a peaceful way, I think it plants seeds of doubt that are continuing to be a challenge for the Biden administration as they try to get Europeans to sustain their commitments to sanctions and to support to the Ukrainians. I think more fundamentally, though, if you think about the idea that the United States may lose its own democracy in the continued regression that we're seeing around the world, where autocracy is on the rise in country after country, we are a part of a global fight between democracy and autocracy. Mm-hmm. And if we as the largest and the most powerful democracy, the oldest democracy, India is the largest, but they too are teetering on the brink here. If we can't hold on to democracy in this country, there is no hope for democracy in the face of people like Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. And that's something that every Republican who tries to talk tough about Russia should know, but conveniently avoids when they try to take a tough stand on Ukraine, but try to duck the questions when it comes to January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, Julia, what Fiona, I think, puts into undeniable and uncomfortable reality for Republicans is that everything about January 6th made everything about invading Ukraine easier for Vladimir Putin. And I remember the first time I heard Vladimir Putin say Ashley Babbitt's name. I thought, why is he talking about Ashley Babbitt? Just talk about how January 6th is this, it's almost like a record on repeat in Russia.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's leftism. Leftism looking for a place to, well, this is the reason why Joe Biden's not being successful. This is the reason why this is happening. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden. This was the Republicans. This January 6th thing is all over the world. People are talking about this all over the world. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody. I can't believe that Vladimir Putin would mention Ashley Babbitt. Oh, my gosh. When we get back, an interesting response from one of the people who was also on that panel. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, I love listening to Democrats try to rationalize what's going on with them. It's hysterical. This next clip, we just talked about how they've now conflated January 6th insurrection and riot with why Putin said it's okay to go into Ukraine. And I'm going to play the clip where it introduces that, where Nicole Wallace says, yeah, I think it's undeniable and uncomfortable reality for Republicans that everything is about January 6th made everything about invading Ukraine easier for Vladimir Putin. No, it's an uncomfortable reality for the Democrats that we all know January 6th is a farce. That's the uncomfortable reality. So now, in order to conflate it, they have to make it bigger than life. Now, it's not just related to us. It's the reason why Ukraine is under attack. But this, listen, is this woman who she says Fiona. I don't know her name, but she's obviously, her name is Fiona. I don't know who she is what I'm saying. She's going to push back a little bit, but listen to her explanation as she tries to keep throwing the Republicans in. But as you really listen closely, it's everything to do with Joe Biden and the Democrats. Here's a clip.
Yeah, I mean, Julia, what Fiona, I think, puts into undeniable and uncomfortable reality for Republicans is that everything about January 6th made everything about invading Ukraine easier for Vladimir Putin. And I remember the first time I heard Vladimir Putin say Ashley Babbitt's name. I thought, why is he talking about Ashley Babbitt? Just talk about how January 6th is this, it's almost like a record on repeat in Russia.
It was. Now the record on repeat is a different record, and it's all about Ukraine and Nazis on Russian state TV. But it was for a while. And I do want to push back a little bit on the idea that January 6th was the deciding moment for Putin. I think there were many, many moments along the way in the last couple of years that encouraged him or gave him the false idea that he could go into Ukraine, go further into Ukraine, and achieve his insane paranoid aims without meeting much resistance. It's not just January 6th, although Vladimir Putin today on Red Square took a shot at the idea of American exceptionalism, which he derided as hollow and hypocritical. But you also have to look at, you know, the first impeachment in which Mr. Goldman was privy. I mean, that first impeachment is where America learned about Vladimir Zelensky, about Ukraine, about all of these issues, right? And look at where Republicans stood on that. Now, who are now calling for more weapons, more aid, who are criticizing the Biden administration from the right. Just go back a little bit further and see what they said about Ukraine then.
So let me stop there for just a second. So the idea here is that we're going as far back to Trump. This is being Trump's fault. It was what the impeachment vetted out. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden's already said you're not going to give my $1 billion unless that Barack Obama's promised you unless you stop investigating my son. But it's Trump and this farce of an impeachment now that she's going back to. And trying to again, conflate even further back that it's the Republicans' problem. And then she's saying they didn't want to give Ukraine anything then. So let me explain what I'm trying to tell you. Ukraine good, Russia bad. Now, keep in mind, the reason why we weren't turning money over to Ukraine, why we weren't supporting Ukraine the way everybody now wants to support them, is they were crooked. Zelensky has done nothing to stop it. Ukraine is still one of the most corrupt regions of the world. That's saying a lot, folks, particularly for a guy who's traveled to Africa and understands that the countries there. Ukraine is more corrupt than Nigeria. I mean, let me tell you, there are some countries in the world that you go, wow, having had to do business with them, I just shake my head. Ukraine is known for corruption. The Republicans who were fighting against Ukraine knew of the level of corruption. Zelensky ran on being a reform guy who was going to stop it. And in what, a few months, he supposedly stopped decades of the corruption? It didn't happen. The Republicans were fighting on the side of righteousness, yet this woman wants you to believe that, oh, it was they who, the Republicans were the ones who were didn't want to give arms to Ukraine, didn't want to do this stuff. Just for the record, the Republicans who now support Ukraine are nothing more than rhinos. They haven't vetted this situation. They just believe that America's going to believe Russia bad, Ukraine good. Look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I say this, I don't care what Putin and Ukraine do. They were once the Soviet Union. As far as I'm concerned, it's brother fighting brother. We did it. However they fix it, it's up to them. It's not up to us. But the media has chosen sides. And now, in order to rationalize both things that they are doing that are wrong, they conflate January 6th and Ukraine. These are the two things that we've sided with. In order to bolster J6 even more, we're going to say it's the reason why Russia invaded Ukraine. Here's the rest of the clip.
Right, and I think it showed all of it the withdrawal from Afghanistan, all of it, I think, showed Vladimir Putin that, A, the U.S. was not a reliable partner to its geopolitical partners, that it was we were so busy chasing our own tails internally that everybody could be manipulated every which way, especially the Republican Party. And so he kind of had a clear path to Kyiv.
Welcome back, folks. I love the final part of what she says. Manipulated each way, especially those Republicans. But what does she reference? What does she reference? The withdrawal from Afghanistan. Whose fault is that? Clearly Joe Biden's. We're not a reliable partner. Why? Because of the way we withdrew from Afghanistan. The way we just said, hey, Taliban, come take it over. Chasing our tails internally. Who's doing that? Who's in control of Congress? Who's chasing our tails? You know what we chased? We chased impeachment. We chased Russian collusion, all of which were nonsense. Now we're chasing J6. Nonsense. We're chasing, which we should be chasing, Hunter Biden's laptop and notebook. We're chasing inflation and all the things that have been created by Biden. So she's exactly right. But since she says, but it was anybody could be manipulated, especially the Republicans. Now I'm not by any means exonerating Mitch McConnell and McCarthy. But you want to put the problem where it belongs and you want to say especially Republicans? Are you kidding? This has got Democrat fingerprints on it, if there's anything. And what cracks me up is that when you listen to leftists describe it, they tell you exactly what went wrong with the Democrats, not the Republicans. It validates everything we know about them. Whatever these guys tell you that you're doing is what they're doing. Whatever they say about themselves is a lie. They're talking about you. If they say we're philanthropic, humanitarian, etc., it's a lie. You are, not they. And I could go on. We got lots more to talk about. Got to take a short break, though. Pay for your bills.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Biden will be traveling to Germany and Spain later this month to attend the Group of Seven meeting and the NATO summit in Madrid. And there's more travel scheduled for next month.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A spokesperson said the administration had considered adding the Middle East visit to the president's trip to Europe this month, but concluded it's best to do a standalone trip to the region. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of Monday's appearance before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, citing a family emergency. The committee was told on Monday morning that Stepien's wife was in labor. This is USA Radio News. Federal health officials said Sunday that kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for kids under five, a key step toward a long-awaited decision to begin vaccinating the youngest American children. The Food and Drug Administration posted its analysis of the Pfizer shot ahead of a Wednesday meeting where outside experts will vote on whether the shots are ready for the nation's 18 million babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. Kids under five are the only group not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. Primary voters on Tuesday will decide the fate of two South Carolina Republicans who are clinging to their seats in the U.S. House after defying Donald Trump, while in Nevada, an establishment favored with a former president's endorsement is facing a tougher-than-expected challenge for the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in Maine, a combative former governor who once said he was Trump before Trump has come out of retirement in Florida to challenge a nemesis for his old job. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
January the 6th, Mitch McConnell, Senate majority, a minority leader rather, said he was exhilarated. The January 6th riot at the Capitol totally discredited former President Donald Trump. Just weeks after making those comments, McConnell said he would support Trump if he were to run in 2024. Here's what he said. I feel exhilarated by the fact that this fellow finally totally discredited himself. This is what he told the New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin. He put a gun to his head and he pulled the trigger. Couldn't have happened at a better time. These are the people that support you, that we elect as our representatives. So there's a new book that will come out. It's called This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future, which a guy named Martin co-wrote with Alexander Burns. McConnell also condemned Trump publicly after the January 6th riot. In a Senate floor speech in February of 2021, McConnell slammed Trump and said he was practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of January the 6th. I just remind you of this because I want you to know that you don't have people that really care about you. Any true Republican would have never said those words. I don't care what the politics are. In other words, if you're representing the American people, there's no way you let the Democrats get away with this. It wasn't about Trump. It was about the people who represented Trump. And those are the majority of Americans. Those are the people that keep McConnell in office. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the lesser of two evils. I'm sick of people like McConnell. Despite private and public condemnations at the end of February, McConnell said he would absolutely support Trump. You know what? Don't give me this wishy-washy. He's finally put a gun to his head. He's pulled the trigger. But I support him. Which one do you believe? He says this: I think I have an obligation to support the nominee of my party. That will mean that whoever the nominee is has gone out and earned the nomination. But I will publicly scuttle whatever they want to do. I'll scuttle their agenda. I'll work with the left. I will play into the narratives, the fake news BS narratives. And that's exactly what McConnell did. January 6th, What a farce. I'm never going to let these people, I don't care that, Kevin, your stuff will never get on social media, it'll never get promoted. I don't care. I will never, ever not say that the 2020 election, presidential election, and many others, by the way, were stolen. I will not say that it was not stolen, because it was. And I will not blame any single conservative for January the 6th, because I know the type of people we are. Any more than I would say, oh yeah, the people that, that went after Jussie Smollett were Trump supporters. Another lie. Easily provable. All these are easily provable. But folks, there are signs out there. Many, many signs proving that we're the majority. I'm sick of acting like the minority. You know why? The other day I put on my Let's Go Brandon shirt. I wore it all over. I mean, I was all over the city. And one guy, he was smiling. I forget where I was, but he was smiling. And I was like, and I went, what? And he goes, I like your shirt. I said, oh, yeah, well, we got to be vocal about it, huh? Got to let people know. He goes, yep. But he said it. I did not have a single person come up to me. I didn't notice anybody look at me and go like, ugh. But I had one guy that, take that for what it's worth. It's not any kind of strategic post. It's not Rasmussen or Zogby or whatever. But I had one person smile at me and say, I like that shirt. Smiling at your shirt. I guarantee you there were more. But regardless, I'm not looking around going, notice my shirt. You know, I'm no, you know, publicity seeker. But I'm happy when they do. But I honestly put it on because it was closest to me. And I said, oh, okay, I'll wear this shirt. But I love it when people give me feedback because they're telling me what I already know. Obligation to support the nominee, says McConnell, but I will torpedo his agenda. This after Donald Trump has proven to these leftist Republican clowns, these rhinos, he's proven to them that he can make it happen. And here's what's worse, because we talk about uniting. Trump took all these rhinos, everybody who ran against him, and he says, you guys want to sit down and talk? I'll give you a spot in the administration. Trump surrounded himself with rhinos. And even with that, they still screwed him over. But like I said, there are signs. Representative Liz Cheney, co-chair of the January 6th committee, joined the panel for its first primetime hearings, but got bad news following the broadcast. Specifically, she is way behind her GOP primary opponent, Harriet Hageman, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Just 28% of Wyoming Republican voters say they would cast a ballot to reelect Cheney in the 2022 midterms. It's a new poll for Brizio, Liu, and Associates. The survey of 400 likely Republican primary voters in the deep red state shows that 56% would vote for the Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman over the incumbent if the election were held, say. 28-point deficit to Hageman, a deficit they say that is likely too steep a hill for Cheney's reelection bid to successfully climb, according to most political observers. Adding to Cheney's problems, even fewer Wyoming Republicans held a favorable view of her, only 26%, with 73% viewing her unfavorably. Now, that is a bellwether, folks. That is, it isn't just the Trump support that she's getting. It's this anti-Trump sentiment. And I'm telling people, I think the left are making a huge miscalculation. They're tying everything to Trump. It's not. I mean, I support Trump in many things, but I don't like everything that he does. His recommendations aren't always the ones I like. For example, he took Blake Masters over Jim Lehman. That's just a lame brain thing to do. And he's made many endorsements that are wrong. He's certainly right with this one, though. Because in this case, you've got this superiorly anti-Trump Republican who, for all intents and purposes, is a leftist, who doesn't believe in the big cheat, who believes January 6th is she's a McConnell. She's not anywhere close to being part of the solution. She is absolutely part of the problem. The outlet adds, Cheney is one of the two Republicans, along with Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger, serving on the House Select Committee probing the riot, and I use that word loosely, at the Capitol on January the 6th. That post on the panel created by Speaker Pelosi, as well as her vote to impeach Trump, cost Cheney favor with her constituents. A censure from the Wyoming GOP and the RNC, as well as her number three post in the party as House Republican Conference Chairwoman. How has she ever made that anyway? Hageman easily won a straw poll, which was conducted by the Wyoming Republican State Central Committee in January, garnering 59 votes, according to the Casper Star Tribune. Cheney, meanwhile, garnered 6 votes in a very distant second place. So, that's what I wanted you to be aware of. Now, she was carried through, there was pull through because of her name. She's a daughter of Bush's VP, Dick Cheney, but she has been nothing close to representing us. And the warning I'm giving to Democrats and the warning I'm giving to weak-kneed Republican sissies is what's happening to Cheney is not only going to happen to other rhino Republicans. By the way, Sarah Palin won her primary thing here recently. But this is not just rhino Republicans. This is a bellwether for all these Democrats who seem to believe that they are on the side of they still believe they're going to be able to cheat their way in. They're not. Trust me, folks. They're not. So I'm looking forward to this battle. I think this is absolutely an amazing time as a true conservative American, because you're getting all kinds of signals out there that prove that you are on the side of righteousness. And I tell you all the time, you can feel safe. You outnumber them. Unless you go into a big city, then you may have some concerns. If you're outside of Chicago or Baltimore or whatever, you can be pro-Trump, pro-Republican to your heart's content. Trust me on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People questioning why both Jack Dorsey and Peter Thiel, both mega millionaires, Peter Thiel a billionaire, stepped down on the same day from the boards of Twitter and Facebook, respectively. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. A little more volume there. There we go. Yeah, so you got Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter. He was on the board. He stepped down as CEO. Now he's off the board. And
you know, some people might speculate, well, he doesn't want to be a part of the Elon Musk thing or whatever. I don't think that's the case. I think Jack Dorsey is distancing himself. He's backing away like he saw a bear. Slowly, don't run, but back away. And then Peter Thiel, who funded Facebook, friends with Zuckerberg, and now they're saying, well, he's stepping down. And the reason I think Peter Thiel is stepping down is because he's catching heat. Because while he's out endorsing these so-called America First candidates, people are going, you started the enemy that is now taking over our lives. Facebook is the enemy. You started it. If you had been a bigger player, why didn't you do more? How did we get to this point? This guy's on the board. He's a billionaire. Why couldn't you change the direction of Facebook? You're one of the founders. So, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say it's a, oh, they both stepped down on the same day because there was this cabal with social media. I don't know, don't care. But I will say this. Dorsey, I think, is stepping down for the right reasons. I think Jack Dorsey's saying, look, it's not the Twitter I knew. It's not the Twitter I founded. And after it caught enough heat, and I believe Dorsey is realizing, you know what? We were too heavy-handed in dealing with conservatives. So he's going, you know, look, I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. I'm going to take my money and I'm going to get out of town. Good for him. I don't know if he's going to pull a, what's his, John Stewart and try to make a little bit of a comeback down the road. I think he's running what used to be, what was it called, the money thing, the swiper, you know, I forget what they call it, but it's now called Block. Square. Remember it was Square? Now it's called Block. Because they have to rebrand it. Because everybody knew that Square was run by leftists. That's what leftists do. Anyway, I don't have anything more on this except to say Dorsey, I think, stepped down for the right reasons. Peter Thiel is stepping down for the optics. And Thiel, who's becoming a close advisor to Trump, he's muscled his way in. He's making recommendations of who Trump should support. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I will say this. Peter Thiel is backing the wrong person in Arizona. He's backing Blake Masters, who is a young dude, probably a nice guy, spent most of his time in Silicon Valley running what? Peter Thiel's foundation as an attorney. His first thing he wants to do in office with no real experience is to become a senator from Arizona. He spent the majority of his adult life in California. Now, he's from Tucson, but I'm not trying to cast any aspersions. As I said, he's probably a nice guy. But do I want him as my senator? No, I don't. He's a fake. And I'll tell you this, his commercials, this is what got me. There are applause lines during his commercials. He didn't use the applause lines when he was on stage. He took the applause lines from Donald Trump and put those in. So where they bring him up on stage, he took Trump's applause and put that in there. And this is common knowledge. Everybody knows it. Here's my thing, man. If you're at a Turning Point event and you get a tepid response like, yay, wait, bring welcome Blake, so be it. But don't splice in Trump's applause like, yeah, and try to make it yours. I have a problem with that, see, because that's you trying to make believe that you're super popular. Right now, I think one of the biggest issues that we've got a governor's race here, there's a Carrie Lake, Karen Taylor Robson, and Matt Salmon, and Paula Tuliani. And long story short, Paula's a business lady, beautiful person, immigrant from Italy, who wants to give back and has a, you know, uphill climb, but she's fighting it out. Matt Salmon, former congressman, gave up his seat to Andy Biggs, knows the ropes, but getting no traction. Carrie Lake used to be our TV person, widely known around the state, quit because she said she could no longer follow these Democrat leftist things that they were doing on air and gained a lot of popularity because of that. And again, well-known figure. Karen Taylor Robson, who a very accomplished lady all on her own, kind of considered establishment, but very wealthy, married a billionaire, very polished, and et cetera. Anyway, Karen and Carrie are going at each other right now. Cult of personality of Carrie versus a relatively unknown Karen Taylor Robeson, who's putting a lot of money in to get her campaign out there, and I think, you know, has a real shot. But that's the makeup. Trump has endorsed Carrie Lake because she was all for the audit. She was all for the audit. That's what got him to endorse her. Every one of her campaign signs has Carrie Lake with Trump. Not everyone, but the majority of them show them together. She wants to show that I'm endorsed by Trump. And I think it's going to get her a lot of play. It certainly has made people wonder, what are the politics of Karen Taylor Robeson? But if Robeson can overcome that, who knows? But here's my point. If your campaign is based on I'm running with Trump, it makes me wonder what you're about. In other words, great, you got Trump's endorsement. You can tell me that. But if I see you and him on the poster, I'm wondering, is it a duo? Are you both? Because I don't think you will always agree with Trump. So who do we go with here? It could easily be spun a different way. Anyway, going back to what I was saying, Trump doesn't always make the best decision. I'm not saying Kerry's not the best decision. I don't care. He can endorse who he wants. But when it comes to his influences, I think Peter Thiel is a huge influencer to Trump. Then Trump picks whoever Thiel wants, because Thiel's big time guy backing his next reelection campaign, backing Trump's PAC, and so on and so forth. And I know they have good intentions. As they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And to not pick Jim Lehman over Blake Masters is insanity to me. It's like a man and a boy. Who would I pick that I want to come, you know, run my company? Would I pick Peter Thiel or would I pick Jim Lehman? I'd pick the guy who built the billion-dollar company, Jim Lehman, who knows energy policy, who knows water policy, who was a veteran in airborne in the Army, paratrooper, who played football in D1. I mean, this is a guy that knows strife. Anyway. All this because I want to actually talk about monkeypox. So Denver-based biotech group Bavarian Nordic, the manufacturer of vaccines, said the U.S. Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, has placed an order to be delivered this year. With the previous order from BARDA, get this, 1.4 million doses of liquid frozen Jennios awarded in 2020. This order will bring the total U.S. inventory of monkeypox vaccine to 2 million doses. Many of the 1.9 million doses are being held by the company until the government requests them. The 500,000 vaccine doses will be manufactured using bulk materials that are owned by the U.S. under previous contracts with BARDA, currently stored. The majority of this bulk, however, will be converted to approximately 13 million freeze-dried doses that are going to be available January 23rd through the 25th. Now, they say that Dawn O'Connell, Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response, that the U.S. government has a stockpile of 72,000 Jennios doses, will get 300,000 more from Bavarian Nordic over the next 2 weeks. She confirmed this 500,000 more doses of Jennios will be delivered later this year. As of last Friday, the United States has identified, here come the numbers, folks, 49 cases of monkeypox in 16 states. They go on to say this. More than 1,470 cases have been found in about 30 countries outside of Africa where the virus is endemic, according to the CDC. So in America, we have 2 million monkeypox doses for less than, I don't know, 2,000 people in the world that have this disease. You want to know what the cost of this was? $119 million.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.